And welcome to another edition of Only Funny to Us. I am TJ.
I'm Ben.
I'm Cliff.
Yeah.
That's Steve. You can't be fooling around tonight, Steve. We're on a timetable here. Let's go. Who are you?
Okay. I'm Steve.
Tell them where you are.
I am in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hang on a second. It's Steve Foley broadcasting live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
For OnlyFunnyDust.com.
Bring the kids. We got hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
For the first 20 people to come up, we have a koozie.
Steve,
what? Sitting in a hotel room on Skype.
What are you doing in Raleigh this weekend, Steve?
Still have all your kidneys?
Hanging out.
You didn't wake up in a bathtub, did you, with like filled with ice?
A sign.
You're going to a Christmas party?
A Christmas party, yeah.
So someone actually invited you to a Christmas party?
And you're not the entertainment?
Not exactly.
All right, real quick, before we lose you, we're going to have to put this caveat on here. We are doing an impromptu recording of Only Funny to Us. I was supposed to have been moved to the new location.
Right.
It has not happened. All the podcast stuff was packed up. We threw stuff together, and it is...
it's a very patchwork episode.
Very.
We unpacked half your house.
Yeah, we had to unpack. Things were in different boxes, and the reason
the reason we're in such a hurry is because we've got a Steve on the laptop on Skype, and the laptop has a bad battery in it, and we have no idea at what point it's going to turn off. We cannot plug it in because it makes too much noise plugged in.
So this is going to be a jack-in-the-box episode.
That's right. When Steve is gone, Steve is gone.
So Steve, if you've got anything worthwhile...
10 seconds from now. I may cut off 10 minutes from now.
We don't know.
Who knows?
So if you have anything worthwhile to say right now, say it.
That's what I thought. Keep going.
Thanks for playing along.
Yeah.
Okay, got nothing. All right. Well, real quick, I want to say congratulations to the Hartsville Red Foxes on a successful year. They played in the state championship this Saturday, but fell short from a team, was a Southport out of Rock Hill, 21-7, coming up short on the state championship, but winning the lower state championship title, and they did a great job all year. The citizens, the faculty and staff are very proud of the effort that they have put forward. Coach Calabrese and his staff have done a wonderful job with the Hartsville Red Foxes, but they just fell a little short. Southport was a little too tough for him, but
South Point.
Was it South Point? Why do I keep calling him Southport?
I do not know.
Am I in
You're
Dallas?
Texas.
Where was Dallas? Was Dallas Southport?
South Fork
was Dallas. But anyway, South Point, whatever. We don't care about them. We care about the Hartsville Red Foxes, and what a wonderful year that they have had. And thank them so much for the joy and entertainment that they have given to this town. And they will be coming in and being welcomed in with open arms. We applaud the effort of each and every one of you. You played your hearts out. Great game. Fell a little short. But you're still lower state title champions.
That's right. Love you.
Which is actually probably good because they keep putting those signs out front of Hartsville High School of all the championships.
we're running
out of real estate where to put those things. So hold your heads up high. You did a great job. Hope you have a great Christmas. We're still in the process of trying to move. We're waiting for somebody to get out of the house. We're trying to move into.
Yeah.
You got squatters.
Yeah, you've got squatters.
They are apparently, I'm going to go off on this for a little bit. They are not in a big hurry to get out, apparently, and obviously have no regard of other people's timetables. I understand that they have got a little bit of a time crunch that they have been dealing with, but it's not like we walked into them 2 weeks ago and said, oh, here's a check. By the way, we're going to buy your house.
Yeah.
This process has been going on since September. We've had the house packed up for about a month
at least,
ready to go, and apparently they have not. So hurry up and get out. We're ready to go.
Why don't we go over there after the podcast? I have a gun.
Well, no, that's not easy.
I don't know that that's going to be a wise move.
It hasn't quite come to that yet. I don't think there are other people with guns that can legally go over there
and make them leave
if you had to.
We'll pursue that if it gets to that point. I'm hoping it's not
the police.
I'm hoping that it's not. But
I'm not violent, but don't push me.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
I'm close to the edge.
I am close to the edge. Other things that happened in our great city, we had the big Christmas tree lighting that took place last night over at Bury Park. That was a big success. Mayor Pennington was out there, gave a little speech. Jay Lucas was out there. We had Brenda Cranford School of Dance was doing their thing. We had the Hartsville High School, or the Hartsville High School Choir was out there, and they were phenomenal. And then the Hartsville Community Chorus or Choir was out there.
Where was this? At the parade?
This was at Bury Park at the tree
lighting. Oh, the tree lighting. My bad.
And they did a fantastic job. They did Handel's Messiah and did a really, 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 really good job.
I have a question.
Oh, God. What?
Here we go.
I have a question.
Here we go.
That's why you're here.
Were there any streakers?
What? I'm going to guess no, because I think we probably would have heard about streakers.
Why?
I don't know why. Because he's in Raleigh, drunk.
Are you drunk?
I'm not drunk. Yet. I haven't even started drinking yet.
I haven't started drinking yet.
I'll get to that point in just a little bit. How intoxicated are you? Hey, how intoxicated?
Did you say you just farted? What did you say?
I said I haven't started yet.
So you're not farting at all then?
No.
Sealed up
and
tight.
I haven't
hair
started
tight.
Drinking
Is that what
either.
You?
I am drinking right now, but I'm drinking
Kahlua
yes.
and cream.
Yes.
Coffee. It's a big leap.
Coffee is a coffee interest.
Ding, 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 ding.
Good God almighty. So what are the big plans with this Christmas party?
Are you somebody plus one?
Just hanging out.
Drove to Raleigh, got a hotel room.
I mean,
just to hang out.
Are there door prizes? Are there?
I don't know. I'm just tagging along with a friend.
You got some action lined up?
No.
Really? Well, that's good. That's actually a good thing. You might be able to find some action while you're at the Christmas party.
Yeah, true.
No.
Why don't you pay
somebody?
I'm going
to have a good time, and that's all.
Hire someone.
What kind of good time? Hire somebody. You are in Raleigh.
going to have a good time, huh?
Street corner.
I don't know if there's a street there, but...
Are they going to have food at this party, or is it just drinks, or...
They'll have food, you know. I mean, if you've ever gone to, like, a lot of bars throw Christmas parties now. Yeah. I mean, they do that. You come in and...
Sorry.
I mean, they've got drink specials going on, and you know, you'll have somebody walking around, you know, serving the Jello shots and all that good stuff, and then there'll be a big table with a bunch of, you know, hors d'oeurs and desserts. And
do they do the thing where they put the sushi on
stuff,
the naked
you know,
girl?
That'll be there.
Oh, I mean, do they have naked girl sushi there?
Yeah, do they have the naked girl sushi?
I've never heard of naked girl sushi.
You wouldn't.
What is that?
What about naked guy sushi? You ever heard of that?
Donuts are especially popular. That
he does sound like he's in a live radio remote. We're gonna have drink specials all night long. Jelly shots.
Crowley, have you ever been to a bar in Raleigh called the Toolbox?
How about the cockpit,
the manhole?
Never heard of them.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Never heard of them.
Not on their email list.
Sorry, never heard of them.
Not on their email list.
Evidently, you guys are on their email list, though, because you know what they are.
Well, you know, we're so popular. We're popular.
Tell
fans.
Us.
We get around.
We are huge celebrities.
Tell everybody out there, you know, how do you like guys. Bars?
I'm on email list across the Southeast.
We're huge celebrities. Do you understand that?
Crowley gets regular mail thanks to me. Don't you, Steve?
How many magazines does he get now?
I don't know. Do you still get all those magazines?
No, I don't get the magazines anymore.
Oh, well, then I'll re-up all your subscriptions then.
And now I'm getting all these emails saying, this is your last chance to renew your subscription to...
For anyone who's wondering what I'm talking about...
Cross-Stitch Magazine.
I took Steve's name and address one time and signed him up for about 40 free magazines and mailers and stuff.
Hey, but at least you didn't feel lonely. I mean, you were getting mail from somebody,
but you're
right?
You're on all kind of lists.
Sorry, that doesn't alleviate my loneliness. Receiving magazines.
Have you bought anything or any of those magazines like catalogs?
No, I throw them away. I know one was a sailing magazine. One had something to do with crocheting.
Crocheting. I know he got a crocheting magazine.
There was a crocheting one. There was a sailing one. I think one was for skiing or
cross-country
skiing. A couple
skiing.
Of outdoor hunting magazines. Like, I really fucking need those.
Edits.
Back.
Yeah. I'm telling you what we need to do. We need to get Ben to Photoshop you doing like skiing, hunting,
sailing. Put him in a sailor suit.
That would be fantastic. Those have finally stopped coming.
Okay. Well, I'll have
okay,
to.
Okay. Well, thanks for
re-up your re-up your subscription.
Going to the doctor's office and pull every subscriber card out of every magazine. Bastard. You'll get some highlights and some good housekeeping.
I was just about to say, the doctor's office, like, great, now I'm going to get highlights in the mail.
There you go.
Soap opera digest.
All right, well, before we lose him, should we do like a quick stump to Steve before we lose him?
We can try to get through one, yeah.
All right, do you feel like doing a stump to Steve?
From Raleigh, live.
Against the clock, lightning round.
All right, live from Raleigh, it's time for Stump to Steve. All right, well, recently Peter Pan was just on television. Oh. They did the live adaptation play of Peter Pan. So we're going to do some true or false with Peter Pan. Okay?
All right.
You feeling good?
Yeah.
Now, you don't have Ben to lead you into the answers.
Yeah, the wrong answers.
No, actually, Ashley was doing that last week for me. Thank you, Ashley Hall.
No Googling.
Yeah, no Googling. Good. He has to be on his phone for Google or for Skype, so he won't be able to. So here we go. Before we run out of time, to get to Neverland, Peter and Wendy fly toward the second star on the left and straight on till morning. To get to Neverland, Peter and Wendy fly toward the second star to the left and straight on till morning. True or false?
I can hardly get to the bathroom from my bed in the middle of the night. How the hell am I supposed to know how to get to Neverland?
It's part of the
story.
It's part of the story.
False.
Why is it false?
Because I'm just guessing.
All right. Well, you guessed right. It's actually the second star to the right and then straight on till morning. All right. So one for one. Here we go. Number two. Wendy's last name is Darling. True or false?
True.
True, he got it right. Wendy Moira Angela Darling is her name. All right, number three, in the original play, which premiered in 1904, it's revealed that Peter Pan's real name is James Matthew Barry. True or false?
False.
Damn. It's false. That's actually the guy who wrote
the book,
Peter Pan.
Oh, I guessed.
All right. Number four. Allison Williams is playing Peter in the live NBC version. And even in the 1953 animated version, he was voiced by a woman. True or false?
True.
False. A child named Bobby Driscoll did the voice of the 1953
Bobby Driscoll.
Animated
that sounds like
film.
Somebody from a TV show or something.
Mark Driscoll is a very famous voiceover guy.
I have some trivia for this.
Hang on, we're not done with you.
From this,
Jack Wagon.
After you ask me, I've got a true or false question for you three.
Good enough. Yeah. Good enough. Okay. So here we go.
One false, one true false question.
Here we go. Number five. Robin Williams played a grown-up version of Peter in the 1991 movie Hook, but still had to shave his arms because they were too hairy. True or false?
True.
That is true. Robin Williams was a very, 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 very hairy person.
You sound like you have intimate knowledge of Robin Williams.
Have hairiness. You ever seen Robin Williams at all?
He looks like he's wearing a sweater all the time.
Yeah,
he probably has that issue of Playgirl he was in.
What?
He was in Playgirl?
Anyway,
how would you know?
Just joking.
What's your question for us, Steve?
Okay, true or false? Allison Williams, who played Peter Pan in this new adaptation that was actually panned by a lot of critics, is the daughter of NBC Nightly News newscaster Brian Williams.
Repeat that again.
Allison Williams, the girl who played Peter Pan in this new adaptation that was just on that we're talking about, she is the daughter of Brian Williams, who is the NBC, is an NBC new Nightly News newscaster.
I'll go with true. I'm going to say true.
That's right.
I'll say true.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. What's up?
True.
What's up, playa? What's up with that?
Because they did.
Wow, really?
Because on the news the other night, they were doing the story on the NBC Nightly News, and they were showing Brian Williams
Urban
the night off.
Urban talk is not your thing, TJ.
In order to go see his daughter play.
Well, thank you, Steve.
You're too white.
Yeah, you're way too white for urban talk.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Pale blue, kind of clear.
Come on. Or white's not even the term.
Oh, come
on. You're just way too TJ. I mean, there's even.
Come on, guys.
Oh, come on.
Come on, guys.
Any kind of city talk.
Steve, you're not making fun of you at the moment.
Why do you hate us?
Well, before we lose them. Before we lose them.
He's still here.
Before we lose them, let's do another something to Steve.
Another one?
Yeah. Let's just do another quick round.
All right. Go ahead.
We got nothing else to do, right? All right, here we go.
True. We can talk about all kinds of things.
Well, we can. All right, well, the new Star Wars movie trailer came out, The Force Awakens, which is, what was that? Very vague, if it's the one that I saw.
Yeah.
Very vague.
Mm-hmm. Looks good, though.
Mm-hmm. But let's do a couple of true or false with Star Wars. Are you ready, Steve?
I'm ready.
Number one, the budget for the original Star Wars was $11 million. True or false?
False.
That one is true. True.
I figured it would be much more than that.
It made $461 million, but the budget was $11 million.
They certainly made their money back.
Here we go. Number two, so far, all the Star Wars movies have been rated PG. True or false?
True.
False. Revenge of the Sith was PG-13.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a technicality.
No, it's not. Same difference.
They're two different things.
All right, here we go. Number three, in Return of the Jedi, the word Ewok is only said once. True or false?
False.
False.
It's not said at all.
Correct. It is never said in Return of the Jedi. Very
That's a good
nice.
Guess.
That was a good, very, very good guess. All right, here we go. Number four, a disco version of the Star Wars theme hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1977. True or false?
Damn.
What the heck was that? True. It was by a guy named Miko. Stayed at number one for two weeks.
M-E-C-O.
My gosh, I was 5 years old then. I didn't even know.
Nice job.
I remember Funky Town.
Lips Incorporated.
Hit a few bars from that.
Dun, 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 dun. Gotta move on. Sorry.
You must all really right. be getting
I used
to
really
to go
like
to the club.
That song when it was out and I was a little kid. I always used to listen to WHSC to try to hear it. That was back when WHSC played Top 40 at that time.
Are you going to request that when you go over to the club later?
No, I don't think they'll have it. Well, they probably
they might.
Would.
If they don't have Funky Town, then they're not a club worth going to.
I don't request music at the club. I don't listen to the music in the club. Mostly I'm cringing.
Actually, you are.
That's most of the time.
Booty, yeah, booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Jesus Christ. No, thank goodness they don't play that shit.
He censored himself.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Last question for Star Wars. Here we go. Yoda is a Frool. That's his species. Yoda is a Frool. That's his species. True or false?
False.
False is correct. They never say what Yoda's
species. I don't think they ever said what Yoda's was.
He's a puppet.
Yeah.
He's a puppet.
Here's another bit of... now I'm going to put it back on you two again.
Ooh, okay.
Another bit of sci-fi trivia. I'm not going to give you a true or false, but I'm just going to tell you something about Star Wars films that I don't know if many people know. And it's created a lot of theories that maybe
the movie Star Wars and the movie E.T. the Extraterrestrial take place within the same universe.
We've done that
because there is a scene in one of the Star Wars movies. I don't remember what it is.
It's in the Senate.
In which you see the actual
the little E.T. character. Yeah,
several of them E.T.s in a base.
Yep. Well, they're in the Senate. They're
right.
In the
That's
debate
it.
In the
so Senate. There's a big theory that E.T. species
exists
came from
universe.
The same place where Star Wars.
All right, well, I'm going to bring you one. This is just a trivial fact. It's not going to be a question.
But,
and Steve, you may know this professor, because I think we both took the same theater class at Francis Marion.
Okay.
Big, tall, thin guy, gray hair. But he had said that he was on the committee. They had put together a committee that right after the third Star Wars or whatever, I guess the sixth, seventh Star Wars or whatever it was, that came out. Return of the Jedi, that they put a committee together whether or not they should make any more films about Star Wars at that moment. And they agreed to not do it based on the fact that they didn't want people coming up, a whole generation of people coming up with it being a religion. Do you remember that?
Well, there.
No.
that's what he told us. He said that they.
I remember the professor, and I don't remember his name. But I don't remember that
in the UK.
At all.
Yeah, no. He had said that they did this committee and they didn't want to bring up an entire generation of people believing in the Force, thinking that they might think of it as a religion.
In the
well, somebody went back against what that committee said because they have made more.
Yeah. Well, I think because now we're talking about a new generation of people. We're in a new generation of kids that are going to be watching that movie. But then again, you know, now they're going to go back and watch everything before that. But
unfortunately, that didn't work out because in the UK, there's a bunch of people who are registered on the census as Jedi as their religion.
Steve, are you a Jedi?
No, I'm not.
He's a ginger. These are not the ginger.
Ginger.
These are not the gingers you're looking for.
The ginger.
Oh my God!
I haven't heard that name in quite a
while. We're gonna have to. Oh, that's a meme. You're gonna have to make one up. These are not the gingers you're looking for.
We'll do a picture of Steve, Mary Lee, and need to find one more redhead.
Another Steve.
Maybe your cousins.
No. Take the picture of me, Mary Lee, and
Of Cindy, you, Mary Lee, Cindy, and
yeah.
Stephanie.
Cindy and
these are not the
Stephanie.
These are not the gingers you're looking for. Oh, that
the
is
the Redhead
awesome.
League.
All right.
What movie is that from? I don't know what that's from.
That's the
from
Redhead
Star
League.
Wars.
No. These
the
are not the gingers
League.
You're looking
no,
for.
No, these are not
these
the droids you're looking for.
Oh, that.
It's the original Star Wars. 77.
See, I didn't pay attention to those movies.
So stupid.
God.
I didn't care about them then, and I don't care about them now.
Wow.
It's just entertainment.
You know, what do you care about?
I was more Star Trek. I like Star Trek a lot more than I like Star Wars.
There's your problem.
But here we go.
What? I enjoy Star Trek quite a bit.
I like
Star Trek is much more philosophical than Star Wars was. Star Wars was just action.
Star Wars was just
Star
movies.
Trek was actually philosophical.
Star Wars had a bunch of political essence
it was political
to it.
And
the difference
it
is Star the difference is,
action.
Difference is Star Trek has spawned TV shows.
Well, so is Star Wars, but they're all animated.
Well, right, but I'm so yeah. There's no.
But there's no, you're right. Like, well, Star Trek started out as a television show
right.
and then became a movie. Star
exactly.
Wars started as a movie.
But my point being, Star Wars is not cerebral like Star Trek was.
True.
Yeah.
They
cover
Trek.
A lot more issues and
Star Trek
situations. In Star Trek.
Star Wars was just a bunch of ships flying around blowing each other up. I mean, it's no different than
you
freaking
were totally. You know what? You're the type of person that thinks wrestling isn't real.
Yes, I am.
And TJ's the type that will fight you to the end on that.
You want to go?
You want
to
go,
sorry
Steve?
To destroy your childhood illusion.
You
want to
go? You want to go?
You know, he's the
leprechaun.
Jimmy Valiant would take you down.
So would the leprechaun.
Mr. Scary.
Mr. Scary. Oh, my God.
Bull, the Dominator.
Oh, God. That was TJ's. Back when we were teenagers, he had two wrestling personas. One was the leprechaun.
You can't beat me. I won't let you.
Oh, and, my God.
And the other one was Mr. Scary.
Because that was a that was, and the reason I chose that is because Dokken has a track on one of their yep. their early releases.
It's called
Mr. Scary.
Mr. Scary,
and
yeah.
it was it's an awesome it's an
and
awesome
that was,
music
that was your
track.
Entrance music.
Yeah, it was Mr. Scary.
When you would wrestle Bull the Dominator, which was Sean Brown.
Jesus Christ, DJ.
On that sheet in your front yard.
We sometimes wrestled right there on the driveway on the concrete.
I know.
Like morons.
I know.
We y'all would wrestle in your room, too.
That's how Sean's
We would wrestle that. Anywhere you could. We could yeah. find.
Yeah.
It's called dedication.
That's how Sean's
That's right.
feet left imprints on the ceiling. I think I did a backdrop on Sean or something. His
you
socks
did.
Scraped across the popcorn ceiling and left two tracks.
Two heel marks all the way
all
across.
All the way across, yeah.
I bet they're still there to this day.
I'm sure they are. Unless if somebody hadn't redone that ceiling.
Unless the ceiling's fallen in.
Yeah, or the ceiling fell in.
I've been by that. Now, that's a possibility. Yeah. The ceiling may have fallen in. All right. Well, we're coming up to the end of the year.
Yes.
And as always, at the end of the year, we have these big end of the year lists.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a list of the top news searches from Yahoo throughout the entire year.
That's still a search engine?
Yeah. They try to be. We'll go from number 10 to number 1, and we'll get everybody's input on each one of the searches.
Is Steve standing near a waterfall?
I think
no, that's just his phone.
Are you peeing?
Okay. No.
What?
I'm just laying here on the bed.
Talking through a pillow.
Nope.
He's laying on the bed in a hotel, ladies.
Yeah.
All by himself.
Do you have your pants
I'm
off?
I'm willing, and I'm able.
Brought it on.
Big hot pastrami.
You know it.
Steve Crowley is
Southern Heat.
Southern Heat.
There's another meme.
Oh, God.
Southern Heat.
Red Southern Heat.
You got to get a picture of the Heat Miser.
Heat Miser. That's Crowley.
Steve's face on it.
Can we get a picture of Heat Miser and Steve Crowley like coming out of his butt like he's being born?
Who is Heat Miser?
It's a ranking.
Tell me you're kidding me.
It's a ranking ambassador.
Do you not know who Heat Miser is?
The Heat Miser.
No, I don't know who the hell Heat Miser is.
Oh my God.
Sounds like some kind of.
It's.
You know what? I just figured it out. The reason you are the way you are now is because your parents hated you and not let you watch any Rankin Bass animated Christmas films throughout your entire life. Is that correct?
I watched Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer because, no, that wasn't the one. What's the one? Frosty the Snowman. That was it because
That's
when he
animated.
Melted, I cried.
Oh, what a baby.
Don't laugh at him.
Me and my brother cried when
Frosty he's calling out John Crowley.
You're both puddings. But you never watched Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
Puddings.
Yeah, but I don't remember any of the characters from it. I don't remember their names.
There was four or five versions.
Heat Miser, and then there was the Winter Warlock.
I don't remember the Winter Warlock.
The Winter
Warlock. I remember the Heat Miser.
The Cold Miser. Or the Cold... What was it?
The Winter Warlock was in Santa Claus Coming to Town. Heat Miser and
Children here?
Mr. Snow
Not
or
me.
Something? Or...
I'm Mr. White Heat Christmas. Miser. I'm Mr. Snow.
Yeah.
I'm
Heat Miser sounds like the name of a sexual predator.
Hunter Below.
Hunter Below, yeah. Heat Miser, wait, what? Hold
on. Yeah, that's what he said.
What'd he say?
You heard him right.
Heat Miser sounds like what?
Sounds like the name of a sexual predator.
What?
Yes.
Hi, Mr. Heat Miser. We're here with Catch.
Hey,
Predator.
Little boy, get in my car. I'm the Heat Miser. Yeah, that's going to get him in.
Want to
yeah.
make a movie?
Want to make a movie with the Heat
it's
Miser?
It's awfully cold out there. Want a cup of hot cocoa?
Hot cocoa.
See?
He sounds like he's speaking
See,
from
that
experience.
Would do it.
Hey, let me ask you
that
a question.
Would get have you ever, in the car.
Have you ever put a dollar in this G-string of a dancer named Hot Cocoa?
Can't See? Say that I have.
$5?
Maybe a quarter.
Hang on.
Here he comes now, the big hand.
Here he comes now. Hide your kids.
Hang on, here we go.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow. I'm
We're getting
Mr.
sued.
Okay, that's enough.
All right, who was he called?
More than enough.
What's what called?
What was he called? What was the guy's name? There was Heat Miser.
Mr. Snow Miser. Mr. Heat Miser.
Mr. Snow Miser. That's why I said Mr. Snow, but I missed the Miser.
Snow Miser and Heat Miser.
Miser.
Not Meister. That's Meister. Heatmeister.
Heatmeister.
That's like a brewmeister.
No, that was the one from the original Santa Claus. It was the
What?
The guy that didn't want Santa Claus to be there.
Sometimes I can never tell if you're thinking or having a stroke.
Both.
You know what? I think that those names are, I think that whole, what's the name of that one called? Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Is that it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, same difference. Know. I think that that whole show is an allegory for sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Let me explain why.
Okay, good, good. Please, for God's sake.
Heat miser. Heat. Sex. Ooh, it's hot in here. Yeah, let's take some clothes off.
I hope the laptop dies any minute.
Snow miser.
Please.
It's about snow,
cocaine, drugs.
Okay.
And then the other guy, I'm sure at some point during the show, dances and sings because he was singing first time. Huh? That stands for rock and roll.
Wow. I mean, that's a hell of a theory.
How long have you been thinking on that?
That show is of the devil, and you should not let your children watch it. Because next thing you know, your daughter's going to get pregnant at 14. She's going to have a coke problem, and she's going to start listening to death metal.
To quote a Princess Bride, your intellect is truly dizzying.
You got that right.
What are my words?
Oh.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, why are you screaming? You don't even have children.
I'm glad you're not here. We'd be scared of you.
I'm scared of him now.
He should have a child.
No, I'm saying, are you crazy?
Could you imagine Steve as a dad? Oh, just whatever. Life sucks. Go on. Do whatever you want to do.
What'd your mother say?
Daddy, I want to
ask your mother.
Daddy, I want to play in traffic. Oh, Jesus Christ, whatever.
Go ahead.
Just get it over with.
It's hard enough taking care of a freaking cat. You think I could take care of another person?
I'm amazed you take care of yourself.
Do you have a cat? You don't have a cat.
He takes care of his mom's cat.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, we're starting to lose you.
Hello?
Hello, I'm still here.
All right, he's still there.
Yeah.
So it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll then.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Exactly.
Do you have any other insight on any other movies and kids' television? Charlie Brown Christmas, what's that about?
Oh, my gosh. Which, you're talking about the one where he buys a little tree?
Yeah.
That's Charlie Brown Christmas. Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, that one is probably an allegory on our materialistic, shallow culture. Because, I mean, he buys a little torn up bush.
That's it.
Everybody's just ugly.
Are you done?
and tell us what you know about Bush.
You know, out on the Christmas tree lot, we have a tree called the Bush of the Day.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I've been drinking already.
We do. It's got on the tag, it says Bush of the Day.
Are you serious?
Yep, because this is a short little fat tree. It's round. It looks like a shrub.
The show is trying to say that short little ripped up, torn up, bushy looking people are people too, and they have feelings, and you shouldn't deny them a sex life.
What?
Are you wearing your tinfoil hat tonight or not?
A sex life? Where did that come from?
They hang a ball on it.
I know what I'm talking about.
So are you?
Next time you watch it, keep that in mind. That little tree represents all the ugly, little, ripped up, bushy people in America that don't get any.
We have to admit, we've been drinking a little bit tonight.
Oh, my God.
I almost peed myself. Laughing at your stupid ass.
You know, we got to keep going.
And even though you put ornaments on it, and you put, like, you know how Sarah Palin said, sometimes when you put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig.
Yeah.
That's not true.
That's not.
Because this little tree, they put ornaments on it, and it looked a lot better.
Stood up straight and tall, right?
People, once you put makeup on them, they look pretty good.
You ever wore makeup?
I'm not talking about myself.
Oh.
It sounds like you are.
Yeah.
It would make you
happy.
But
that was my insight of the night, you know. And I'm glad that y'all brought this up tonight because I came up with that the other night. Okay. And I've been wanting to share it.
Have you done an analysis of...
shared it. Have you? But no one ever likes or comments on my stuff.
You just let him go.
Because everyone hates me, I think.
God.
Here we go.
So I might as well just go ahead and tell it on here so they're all forced to listen to it.
Okay.
Forced.
Tell it. Go for it.
Either that or they won't download.
That's what I said. I already gave my...
Oh, yeah. God. We missed it.
Oh, sorry.
I put this whole theory about Charlie Brown Christmas and whatever that show is with the sex, drug, and rock and roll prostitutes people.
Whatever that show is. I don't know what it is, but that's what it's about.
Can I ask you a question, Steve?
I was going to put all this on Facebook, but I knew no one would read it.
You got that right. I'd have skimmed right over that.
Yeah. First and last words.
Scrolling down. Steve just said something. Scroll.
Look at all this writing. Yeah, forget it. Scroll by. Yeah.
TLDR,
please. I probably would have gotten unfollowed by a few people, too.
Well, I'd have been one of them.
I want to know if you've done one of these in-depth analyses on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'd love to hear the bullying theme that's got to be running through that.
Oh, that's easy. That's about prostitution.
So how is that about prostitution?
Who's the John?
Rudolph's red nose, the red light district. What else would it be about?
I figured it was about bullying.
Yeah.
Is it about bullying and prostitution, maybe?
No. Okay, all right. Let me break
how,
this down.
How Clarice's dad was going to whore her out to the best reindeer and not Rudolph?
Clarice? That's Silence of the Lambs.
No, Clarice is the...
Movie's mixed up, dude.
No, Clarice... Anyway, oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Clarice Rudolph is the female...
He was a little reindeer. So come back to that little, short, ugly, torn up, ripped up bush type thing.
The bush of the day.
Only he has a red nose that lights up.
Someone come by the bush of the day.
He feels so helpless that he's so ugly and nobody wants him. He feels that he has to prostitute himself out. So the red nose represents the red light district.
And Santa is his pimp?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I think I'm getting it.
You people
oh, my God. If you're beginning to get this.
I can connect the dots a little bit.
Somebody get me some Tylenol. I'm starting to understand him.
As long as there's only three dots, I can connect them.
So it had nothing to do with bullying, you know.
It has nothing to do with bullying.
Couldn't play in any reindeer games. It's
an allegory. Yeah, play any reindeer games. Obviously, they're talking about orgies and swinging.
All right, what about Frosty the Snowman, please?
Yeah, what's that one
please
about?
Please give me that one.
Frosty the Snowman?
Yeah.
That one's emotional to you, I believe.
Yeah, I got really upset and I cried whenever, you know, there's a part in it. Doesn't he melt?
Yeah, yes. He melts.
He melts? You'd agree with that. Yeah, and that really upset me, you know, because it's kind of like, I think it was kind of symbolic. I think going back again, it's kind of tying in with that first show about the prostitutes and the sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Which obviously Frosty represents cocaine. Snow.
Represents cocaine. A big mound of snow.
Listen, him melting was symbolic of people having to kick the cocaine habit. And they can't snort him anymore, so he's of no use. So he just kind of melts away. And that was pretty sad.
Hang on.
You know, sometimes cocaine is like the only thing that keeps some people from freaking going crazy and like killing other people and horrible things. Because, what? You know.
What labels are we going to have to put on this show?
No, what goes on up there in Raleigh?
Hang on, Steve, but at the end, and spoiler alert, I don't want to ruin it for you, but they come in and they put the magic hat back on him and he comes back to life and he's not melted anymore. What does that mean?
Yeah. It just goes to show you that rehab usually doesn't work the first time around.
So,
you have to go through rehab several times before you finally kick the habit.
Okay, wait a minute.
We ought to put him in a room by himself more often.
There's a reoccurring theme here. Every one of these has had something to do with prostitution, first off.
All about sin and debauchery.
All right, I've got one for you. Okay. It was 'Twas the Night Before Christmas with the little mice, okay?
Yeah.
And there was a clockmaker. It was the owner of the house. That he had a family of his own. Him and his wife and two children. And living in the house was a family of mice. Now, Mr. Tindall, who was the clockmaker, was going to... someone had written a letter to Santa Claus that they didn't believe in Santa Claus anymore. And Santa Claus wrote back saying that he wasn't going to be visiting their town. But they figured it that they rigged up the clock tower to play a magical song that Santa would come.
They hacked it.
Now, one of the mice, the little son, who was a know-it-all, goes in there to try to figure out how it works and breaks it. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then at the very last minute, gets it to work so Santa Claus comes to town. Theory.
Wow.
That's a long-ass way to go.
Did I stump the Steve?
I'd say the three mice probably represent...
the Trinity, maybe?
Prostitutes.
Hear no evil, see no evil.
I was going to say the three mice probably represent...
Moe, Larry, and Curly.
Kind of... I don't know. I don't remember much about that one. I didn't really watch that.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
Really?
You remembered a whole lot of stuff about that.
But from what you told me, I could probably patch up an allegory that probably what they were thinking about. I could deconstruct it.
Okay.
All right. You know, go for it.
I studied English in college, and we deconstructed stuff all the time.
Obviously.
You're deconstructing this podcast as we speak.
The three mice probably represented child abuse.
What the hell? Wow. Mental, physical, and sexual?
You know, it's funny because I think that was their names.
You're catching on, Cliff.
Cliff. I'm a quick learner. Go ahead.
Oh, you're God. Cliff, we've both been sucked into his world.
Y'all have been indoctrinated.
I don't know. This house of one Steve of them, seems like a good place to visit.
One of them represents atheism and misanthropy. Because he did not want, he said, he wrote a letter saying he didn't believe in Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
Santa Claus being God. He didn't want Santa Claus to come to that town because he didn't believe in Christmas and he wanted everybody to be as miserable as he is.
Mm-hmm. I need something more
He's
than
obviously
water.
A misanthrope. Obviously. I can relate.
I'm sure you can.
But something changed in him at the last minute, and he decided, well, he was going to be nice and that he all of a sudden believed. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if maybe, you know, I'm thinking maybe this was a kid, but he was right at the cusp of puberty.
Yeah, the little mouse kid, the one that messed with the clock and ended up writing the letter was about adolescent
the clock
age.
Represents losing his virginity.
Wow.
The clock.
What?
Loses virginity. And after, you know, usually after your first time, you know, you think, well, the world's great. You think it's a great place, right? I mean, didn't y'all think that after the first time y'all lost yours?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Well,
we've already had this conversation at a previous episode.
Yeah.
I've never watched the show. I'm just kind of going on what you told me, TJ.
I don't even remember what the hell the show was now.
I think it was called The Night Before Christmas or The Year Santa Claus Didn't Come or something like that.
It was about three mice who represent...
I didn't know if we were talking about the
mental and sexual abuse.
Christmas right. movie or Undercover Angel on HBO. I'm not sure what the hell...
The Skinamax movie.
Yes.
All right,
he got laid by a clock.
A mouse that got laid by a clock.
Who was so he decided that life was good after all.
Wow.
But trust me, everyone thought life was good after the first time, but trust me, that goes away pretty quick.
Have you done a breakdown
and
of
so then he,
It's a Wonderful Life yet?
But then he like
oh,
made
Jesus.
It where, then he made it to where God shone down on them, and, you know, Santa Claus and his eight reindeer came, and that represents the second coming of Christ.
What the hell?
I don't understand. You people just, you watch a TV show and you don't take this stuff in like I do.
Apparently not.
We really don't.
Internalize everything.
We have not shared the Kool-Aid with you.
I don't think anyone takes things in like you do.
No, not the same way, no.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Break it down.
I think we should save that for another show because we still have 3 weeks before Christmas.
That's true.
All right.
I'm going to have to watch that movie again.
He can give us a different breakdown every week
I'll
of something.
Watch this movie this
hey, we'll assign you
But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and sum it up for you. It's about prostitution, drugs,
and religion.
And religion.
Might be about a cult or something. We don't know.
Yeah.
Not sure, though. But in the beginning, you know, they show little two galaxies floating in space and they twinkle and they're talking to each other. There's supposed to be two angels.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're really demons. Okay. But I'll just, that's a little teaser for next week.
Merry Christmas.
Finish deconstructing the rest of it for you next week.
It's beginning to look a lot like Steve Miss.
You know, we're going to have to do this every year now. Steve's going to have to break down Christmas classics.
Oh, yeah.
Next year we'll do carols.
We'll do it.
No, I can't wait to have him break down nursery rhymes.
This is a whole series.
Started on Jack and Jill.
That'll be a home run.
Because we all know what that's about.
That's too easy. Prostitution.
Fetching a pail of water.
It's about incest.
Don't drink while you're doing this.
Actually sit.
I want you to thank you for making me spit my drink on my dang shirt. Water,
but you can't make the horse drink. That's all I got to say about this.
I just spit half a cup of freaking Mr. Pibb on my shirt, you jackass.
Holy hell on a Ritz cracker. Where have you people been?
Not in the same place as you go.
Whew. Whatever you're doing in Raleigh, I want it. Bring it back. Bring it back with you.
Bring a bucket of it.
I need it for Christmas.
Oh, dear God in heaven.
That's what I was saying about incest.
I'll pay for it by the pound. Where do you get it from?
I can't believe that battery hasn't died yet.
Me neither.
Trust me. We have our fingers crossed.
I'm about to get a hammer and start smashing the computer. Maybe that'll stop it.
Whoops. Slipped off the table.
Yeah, we've lost Steve. All right. Well, should we go over this quick little list? We got a little bit of time left, and we'll have Steve break down the list as we go through it. Okay. All right. Well, these are the top 10 Yahoo searches of this year. Number 10 was Obamacare. Thoughts?
Doctors don't like it.
Silence.
Doctors don't like it. Oh, him. You want him?
Or
to
no?
Break
anybody?
Down?
Anybody?
My doctor doesn't like it.
My doctor doesn't like it.
About it.
Do you have insurance?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay. The next one, thanks to the NFL, domestic violence was one of the top searches on Yahoo for this year.
What are we commenting on?
I'm giving you the top 10 searches from Yahoo.
And what am I supposed to tell you about?
Just whatever pops into your head.
Whatever we think of.
The Ray Rice thing obviously was a big leader of this domestic violence search.
That's true.
Yeah, and that woman is like, I don't know if she's kind of off a little bit.
Is the war going on where you are?
Are you in a windstorm on the balcony? What's going
on? Gunfire happening.
I have the window cracked. I'm smoking.
Okay.
Distant shelling. You will get fined if they catch you smoking in a hotel room.
If they catch me, that's the operative word.
What hotel room are you in?
What's the number?
I think I'm on the 11th floor.
What hotel?
Motel 6 is really moving up.
Somebody should get on the phone and call them while we have him on the air.
I'm not telling you the name of the hotel.
All right. It's the chat and rest.
We'll just look at your
chat and rest. Are you paying by the hour or by the night? I don't know.
We're paying by the night. We split it.
All right, number eight was going back
to what we're saying about the Ray Rice thing. You know, I mean, talk about Stockholm syndrome. But anyway, that's just mine.
We're going to drop his phone out the window.
Wow! Oh my God, that would be
boom. It hits the pool
and get some random person to pick up his phone and start talking to us.
It sounds like he's leaning way too far out the 11th floor window.
All right, the next one is ISIS and ISIL was the next most searched thing out there.
Is it a band?
Yeah. Actually, that is kind of a cool name for him. And how about the inopportune widget or app that they made, the ISIS wallet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They changed the name.
Well, you know, they changed on the TV show Archer, the bad guy organization was ISIS.
Really?
Or no, their organization was ISIS.
And they changed the name?
The International Society of Spies or something. Yeah, they've changed it.
Who remembers the takeoff of I think it was a Wonder Woman takeoff in the 70s. ISIS.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do remember that.
They had to recall all those videos.
Well, I think Wonder Woman's magical belt was ISIS's belt or something. Mm-hmm. Egyptian.
Well, ISIS is the name of an ancient Egyptian god.
Right, and I think that was supposed to be the magic lasso was from ISIS or her bracelets or something was.
I think all of it was from
maybe the power of ISIS. Yeah.
They ought to make that into a movie.
I think they're going to.
Are they really?
Wonder Woman? Or ISIS.
I hope they make her dress like a slut.
I think they're making a... They probably will be doing a Wonder Woman. I'm surprised they haven't yet.
Yeah.
You know, they've changed some of the superheroes they're going to do movies as, and that were men originally. They're going to make them women. Why can't we do a Wonder Woman movie with a man starring as Wonder Woman?
Starring Steve Gulley.
What about transgender Wonder Woman?
Transgender Wonder Woman.
How about this?
Yeah.
Wonder Ginger.
Wonder Ginger.
YouTube's begging for that. Netflix might pick it up.
I can see Crowley in a freaking Wonder Woman outfit.
Oh, my God.
Wonder Ginger.
I see it coming. All right, number seven was Jodi Arias, the hot minx who murdered her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and brutally murdered her boyfriend.
Yep.
Found guilty, and they still
sentenced her out.
Yeah. I got a feeling that had she not been found guilty and you didn't meet Rebecca, you probably would have ended up with her because you had the tendency to attract crazy women.
People, yeah. Maybe I would have had a knife plunged to my chest 15
more than
times.
Likely. Well, you almost did probably with a couple of your last relationships.
Pretty close, yeah. Number six, Ferguson, Missouri.
What happened there?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, sorry. Missed that.
Moving forward, check the gate. The Malaysian airline that is still missing.
Which one?
MH370, I think.
And CNN got a lot of miles out of that.
It's a conspiracy.
Steve, what's your theory?
He sounds like the guy from Shawshank Redemption. Mm-hmm. It's a conspiracy.
What's your theory on the Malaysian airline, Steve?
Aliens?
What happened to them happened to, like, the people on Lost, that TV show. Uh-huh. They're on some island now.
With a smoke monster.
Are you taking a crap?
No, he's out the window. No. He's taking one out the window.
Sound like me, like he was trying to get him off the bed. It's Lost.
Somebody was holding him by his ankles out the window. Smoke. Suge Knight's holding him out the window.
Suge Knight.
Suge, is he wearing a red suit?
Oh, God. The leaked photos, the Fappening. Was it Fappening?
The Fappening.
Fappening.
Didn't see those, no.
No, I had no clue where they are.
I don't even know what.
I couldn't tell you where they are now.
I heard about them.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that's got all of them on a hard drive somewhere.
All 463 of them. I couldn't tell you.
You know, my thing is about those leaked photos. These people are taking photographs on their phone and putting them in the cloud. What is the cloud? What the hell is the cloud?
It's a server.
Mm-hmm. Where?
It's a storage server.
Somewhere else.
At Cupertino, California, where Apple is probably. Or
and,
one of their
and it's
satellite,
controlled by...
Or one of their satellite stations.
Controlled by whom?
Apple.
Apple.
Okay. And the user.
Apple. And how many
Whatever
people,
company
I'm sure...
the cloud is through.
How many technical people do they have associated with that?
What came out was the guy that hacked them just guessed their passwords.
Yeah, that was it.
He just guessed
he
all the passwords.
He didn't work for them or anything.
No.
Here's my thing. If you don't want your photos leaked, don't upload them to something called... the cloud.
How about just don't take filthy photos? I can't believe I said that.
No, no. You could take all the pictures you want. I mean, because...
And send them to me.
Yeah. Send them to... What's Steve's email address again?
I'm red72@yahoo.com.
Or you can forward them to onlyfunnyto@gmail.com.
There you go. That's the one. onlyfunnyto@gmail.com. Send all your dirty pictures, as long as they're of women and not dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because dudes can't send dirty pictures. I mean, women really don't. I mean, did they want to see a naked guy?
I don't know. We don't have a woman here to ask.
Steve, do you want pictures of a naked guy?
I'm not a woman.
That didn't answer the question.
But
there was nothing.
You know what that was in there? Awkward silence.
That was it.
But don't put your stuff up in an imaginary place that you have no idea where it is and get all pissed off because somebody got into them and released them to everybody.
That's, well, you know.
I mean, if you want to take them, keep them on your phone and not upload them.
Yeah, and I don't know if they, I think some of the things go to the cloud automatically if you don't cut it off.
Google automatically.
Yeah, it's kind of like sticking your hand
and they
in
may
a fire.
Not, they may not have
and
known.
And getting upset
was...
when you get burned.
Ooh.
Oh, it's deep.
I mean, really, it is. It's like sticking your hand in a fire and then complaining when you get burned.
I think we're going to, that's a nice sum up.
Simple freaking cause and effect
here. Watch where you shove your hands.
And recently, Kim Kardashian. When the fappening happened, hang on a second. I think she had made a comment. She was upset that none of her photos were leaked.
Yeah. So she leaked a couple of her own.
So she leaked a couple of her own. And then later on, she came back and was upset about that.
Yeah. Something's wrong.
I mean, Steve.
I think the quest for fame has warped her.
Yeah. I think the Quest of Fame warps a lot of people.
I think you're right, too. Because she's not really famous for anything except trying to be famous.
Yeah, and
right.
then when they get it, I mean, it just goes to the head, and they just don't know how to handle it. It just really screws up
their all like,
way of thinking.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I'm famous.
Get me a Keurig.
Don't look at me. I want
coffee.
Kinda, the coffee. TJ, where's my blanket?
I need a blanket.
How come the damn coffee isn't made
Put
yet?
Put the dogs out.
How did this turn into me? We're talking about celebrities.
No one said you. How do you know that was about you?
Yeah. You're making fun of me.
No, we're not. Mm-mm. No, yep. We can call your name.
No. We weren't talking number about you. We were talking four. About Kardashians.
Number three.
Three.
The midterm elections.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Number two was the death of Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
which
a
was a
one.
Tragedy.
Yeah.
Talented guy.
Very hairy, apparently.
Very. I'm serious. Incredibly hairy dude. I sympathize with that.
I know you do.
He has this Playgirl layout.
he does not have a Playgirl layout, does he?
Burt Reynolds does. I remember that.
And he's
one.
A hairy beast. And he's selling all of his stuff.
He's a beast.
A beast.
Oh, yeah. He's got that picture of him laying on that bearskin rug.
I question your sexuality more and more as this show goes on.
He is.
Stop it.
He's a hairy beast.
But you know, Burt Reynolds is selling like 700 of items of his memorabilia to try to make some money because he's broke.
No, I didn't know that.
He's selling the.
That was real. That was actually. That was a good movie.
Especially for Burt Reynolds. That was a good role for him.
On that, and that was, I meant, this is weeks ago we talked about this kind of stuff. I fast-forwarded through all of Demi Moore's trips, these parts, because they were freaking boring.
Yeah.
Just to get back to the movie.
I mean, it was a good movie, but yeah. He is auctioning off. They've auctioned off, or they are in the process of auctioning off the Trans Am Smokey and the Bandit 1.
That's what happens in Pontiac when a big car maker goes out of business.
That would be
Burt
awesome.
Reynolds loses his shirt when Pontiac goes under.
Well, the current bid, the last that I saw, was $130,000.
If I had that kind of money, I'd buy it in a heartbeat.
Oh, my God. He's also, I mean, there's like tons of stuff. There's movie posters. He's selling the jacket that he wore in Smokey and the Bandit 2. Several things because he needs the dough.
I'd love to have that Trans Am.
Oh, I would too. Oh my gosh, we should all get one of those Trans Ams. We would be badass.
Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow.
Steve, people might actually like you.
Hold on, let me call my people and put them on this.
Get them on.
Yeah, I need three matching. Bus.
I need three matching and a Volkswagen.
Three matching Trans Ams and a Volkswagen thing.
Not a thing. I want a bus.
How many windows you want in your bus?
None.
different models have different number of windows.
Number two.
Yeah.
That was number two.
Number one
was Ebola.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
And that's actually, and it was funny. Someone came up to me and said,
there goes Steve.
Is he gone?
He's gone. The laptop just died.
There's still lights on it.
Well, he's gone. I heard the Skype hang up.
But he's gone. There goes Steve.
Oh, well.
And perfect timing because we're almost at the end of the show.
Well, yeah.
But Ebola was the number one.
Steve, it was good having you.
See ya, dude.
Thanks for being around. You know,
talk to you next week.
I wish there was a camera in that room. He'd be like, hello,
hello,
hello, hello, hello.
He probably went, God damn it.
I want a bug. You know,
I've encountered some people that have irrational fear of Ebola.
If you're in the medical industry,
I have too. I knew a girl who said, and I've mentioned this before, she was going to go out and buy full body suits and like respirator gear and stuff for her and her son because she didn't want to get Ebola. I was like, just don't, you know, get in contact with bodily fluids of someone who has Ebola and you'll be okay.
Well, we were running. I'll just say this, and we'll wrap up in just a moment. But we were going on a call for someone that was experiencing nausea and vomiting. We were running three people on a truck. Somebody on the truck was not cleared to be lifting heavy patients, so we had a third person on board, which was me, to help out with lifting assistance. Call came in as nausea and vomiting.
You're a mover.
The other guy that was on the truck is going through training, EMS training, mm-hmm. to become certified as an EMT. And I said, And part of the curriculum is you have to do ride time and ride a certain amount of calls to go on through the course. And I was like, Nosh vomiting, it's a nice non-specific thing. You should run the call. You should get in the back with the certified person that's back there and learn what's going on and help out. I don't want to get Ebola.
You're in the wrong line of
and
work.
And I went, what? I don't want to get vomited. I don't want to get Ebola. I was like, I'm pretty sure they don't have Ebola. Well, how do you know?
They're not bleeding from their eyes.
This person was a resident of a facility.
Actually, I think that's the Hunter virus, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Or Marburg.
Simple. They didn't list one of the symptoms is his insides liquefied. So yeah. I don't think he's gonna.
Yeah, and
he's crapped his. But he was serious. I mean, he's out.
And so when we got there, the guy was you know, we got him in the back of the truck. We asked the protocol questions, which have become that have come down now from on high.
Mm-hmm.
How long has this been going on? Have you been out of the country? And have you traveled, have you traveled to or from West Africa? The guy had not left the place that he was at for the past year and a half. That was, he's like, no, I don't, this is where I've been.
Mm-hmm.
Got him in the back of the truck, and I was like, you still got a chance to get back there and figure out what's going on. I don't want to get Ebola.
Good grief.
I'm like,
and that guy still has a job.
Yes. And I'm like, he doesn't have Ebola. And every time that somebody, a situation comes up with nausea, vomiting, they probably get Ebola.
The same dude.
They got Ebola. And actually, not just that. See, it's been multiple people that I have encountered that work in the medical community that they probably have Ebola. I'm like, if they had Ebola, we would know about it.
Yeah, you would think.
I mean, I am sure that prior to us going out there, they have known whether or not he has traveled in and out of the country, especially if they are a resident of a permanent location, and they stay there all the time.
We thought Ebola was going to wipe out everybody in the U.S. Two people passed away, and that was it.
That was right. It, and everyone else was cured.
Yeah.
So
it's just like
on
I am.
High note.
It's just like I Am Legend. They got the cure from the blood.
That's right. So your Christmas tree still waiting down at the lot?
Yes, I bought a Christmas tree let's give them a shout out.
The
Christmas
daily,
tree lot.
Daily Hartsville, Bush is waiting on you.
Hartsville, no, he does, his is not the Bush of the Day. Hartsville Christmas trees on the corner of 8th and Carolina. Come on down. I'll be there all next week.
I got a nice text message from Brian Rudick last night about the Christmas tree. Were you not there?
When Rudy came out? No. Yeah.
Uh-uh. Oh, you weren't.
No, Brian Martin came out today, and they were eyeing your tree.
No, Brian Rudick came out there last night. Obviously, you weren't there. We were at the Christmas tree lighting.
No, we worked the Morpheus Pediatric
Christmas party last night,
so I had to leave.
Well, he came across it and took a picture of the tag that has my name on it, and he said, I'm stealing your tree with an expletive. And I said, I'm not worried. I'll just call the cops.
Oh, yeah. Well.
And he's like, I'm not afraid of them.
No, I guess he's not.
And then he said he was going to pee on the tree to mark his territory.
Nice.
Yeah. So I need you're gonna have to do a sniff test.
That's probably not going to happen.
Of my tree.
I'll just wander by.
It'll probably be out there by the time the people get out of the house that we're trying to move in. It'll be after Christmas, and that tree will be dead sitting on the
lawn. Yeah, I got a feeling you're going to start moving in tomorrow.
Mm, we're going to be kicking people out. I'm going to go in and break in a door.
No, you're not.
I told you, have a gun.
Have a gun, we'll travel.
Reads the card of a man.
I'm not saying anything because this could be admissible in court.
I wondered if you were going to get that.
Paladin, well, come on.
That's it, the Paladin.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, well, we don't have Steve to give us a final thought.
Sorry about that 1950s television reference.
We don't have Steve to give us a song out.
But he can say goodnight.
Oh, this is going to be creepy. All right. So as always, make sure you go to our website, onlyfunnytous.com. Go to the Amazon link. Click it. Buy all of your stuff. That sounded like heavy breathing.
I accidentally hit the button. I did balls.
Go to our website, hit the Amazon link, do your regular Amazon shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra. We get a little bit of a kickback if you go through our site into the Amazon link to do your shopping.
Come see me at Hartsville Christmas Trees. We got a bunch left. Well, I say a bunch, about 100 left.
And then
see if you can pick out the Bush of the Day.
If you work for one of my banks, don't break anything just so you can see me. Just call. I'll come by.
And then I've got to choose between two Christmas parties next weekend, and then we'll talk about a Christmas party after that. So until then,
good night.
That is freaky.
That's Steve live from Raleigh.